reconvene with the commissioner's report. I guess I can start. I went to NCSAB last November with Pearl and Carlos, so it was really good. 3 days in Denver, lots of good speakers, lots of good ideas. It's always interesting to see how different states approach rehab services and how they're similar and how they're different. So lots of interesting concepts and ideas. So, do other commissioners have things that they've worked on or done since the last meeting that they'd like to talk about?
I guess I don't. Besides working on some staff projects that were that you'll hear about later, with a consultant that we've hired, I had an opportunity to go. I guess primarily representing the university is how I got asked to go, but ended up jointly giving a presentation with some other people, including our own Wes Majerus at Southeast Community College, to do some education on blindness accessibility in technology and making helping their IT staff to better understand some concepts and how to make things accessible to some of their student faculty. So that was a good conversation, and I think I know I have been, and I think Wes has been as well, been contacted since then to maybe help them out a little bit more. So that's been the start of a good relationship.
Jim?
I haven't come. I didn't go.
Okay. No other recent commissioner business, so we'll move on to our next agenda item, which is report from the executive director.
I'm working my way back up there. I apologize.
Not a problem.
Pearl is now in the front of the room.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you. Sorry about that. That was not me stuttering.
And that wasn't the popcorn machine either.
That wasn't the popcorn machine. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, please. Thank you. Okay. Hubert just gave me a prompt to send the microphone on, so can you still hear me?
Yeah. I think so.
In the far back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Barb can't hear you.
Did somebody say they cannot?
No, I'm just saying. I just wondered what happened.
Oh, just trying to sort of reorganize the way the microphone is so that I can look at my notes while I and don't have to hold the mic. Thank you. As most of you know, there isn't time to read my full report, but it will be in full on the website as part of the minutes after the fact. What I try to do is to put a lot of information together and then hit the highlights here in the meeting. So that's my goal with this report. As always, it's been very busy and active quarter. We've had some personnel changes in the center. We've just hired a part-time voc rehab tech at our Lincoln front desk. We've had Cheryl Livingston is there full-time, of course, and then for the past year, we had a temporary person on a part-time basis, and so she works from 10 to 2 each day, And then we were able to open the position and go through the hiring process, and Joyce Thompson now, who actually had been our temporary person, did apply and was hired. She is in an abbreviated training. Usually for the support staff, we do more of a six-week training. It's a little different in focus, but she is in training right now. And then, let's see. We have just got word yesterday that Dottie Wilmot, who has been at a staff assistant level, but has had increasing levels of responsibility and duties that she's added to her tasks over the years, has just been reclassified at a higher level, administrative assistant 3, and so we're excited that that's taken place. pardon me. We had been working on the monitoring review from the federal RSA people. The review was actually in 2012, but then as a result of their work with us, there were a number of things we were working on, and in the past quarter, all of those issues have been resolved and fully worked on. So that's been accomplished. We've been working a lot with other state officials on aspects about accessibility to the various state systems, the personnel, all the things that employees need to have access to is one part of it. And pardon me, and then also the public-facing state websites and state applications. Wes Majerus in particular has been working with the officials involved so that we can make things that are not accessible become accessible, and tweak things that maybe are getting there but not there completely. So that's been a big effort. I've done a lot of attending meetings with the center, with field offices, with our administrative team, the NBE, Business Enterprise Vendors Committee, also Nebraska State Agency directors meet about 10 times a year to discuss topics of important. Sometimes it's legislation, other times it's policy making. Anyway, so that's something that I always try to get to. Or when I can't, I'll sometimes send Kathy or Bill, who bring the information back to us. We've been working on a number of policies and processes relating to communication between the field and the center counselors, authorizations, clarifying processes, and a number of things like that. So that's been in the works. We also have been working on public information materials to be more up to date, maybe finally get with the 19th century anyway. And our key lead on this has been Connie Daly, who's doing a really great job with this. I brought with me the new, now you can't just call them a brochure, they're collaterals in a jacket. And
what?
Collaterals in a jacket.
Who made that up?
It's the PR people, the marketing people. They have jargon for everything. Anyway, it's really a very neat way to present, and the text of them is, I know I sent them to the board. We'll want to make sure we also get the text of the materials, which have all now been finalized. So we'll want that to be part of the minutes too, so people have access to that, or on the website at some point. Anyway, I brought the physical thing so you can see how it differs from an old little brochure. There's like a cardboard folder or jacket, and then inserts. And we have three different inserts. One is more focused to employers or business people, one more to clients about what's available, and one more to business enterprise. And so you can put all three of these nifty things, and they're quite nice with photographs and very good text. Connie did a great job getting this all together. So then you could put, pardon me, all three into the jacket, or if you're going to a particular audience or group, you might only want to put one. And over time, too, then we can develop additional inserts that will give us more, like maybe on seniors or all kinds of different things.
When you described that to us in email, I envisioned like a 8.5 by 11 pocket folder, like I had all my school papers in, with leaflets in it. And this is totally different.
Yeah, it is. It's like 3 inches by 7 inches.
It's like the size of a brochure, but it's a sleeve, and you're sliding pieces of similar sized pieces of paper into it.
That's the word. Okay, so
I'm screwing up the marketing jargon.
You're correct. I'm trying to learn the jargon so I know what the heck they're talking about. Anyway, so I do have it here for folks to pick up and see what it looks like. And there's a little spot that you can put your business card. So as counselors or whichever ones of us distribute these to people, they can put their business card.
So we can look at the sleeve later. Okay.
It's very, a very neat thing.
Could it be passed to the board this way?
Yeah, and then later everybody can look at it if you want to.
Be careful with it. Yeah. It's our only one.
Why would you not want to look at it?
I mean, we have it in electronic, but I'm going to take that to the printer.
You got it laminated or something?
Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
be gentle.
Okay. All right. So that's been a good thing.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil the marketing or the PR. That is nice.
Several months ago, I forget when exactly, the supervisors and some of the administrators had a leadership retreat. Dr. Nancy Stelter is a consultant that's been working with us. As a result of that retreat, then those of us who were at the meeting and a few others have done some individual coaching with her. She's kind of looking at the agency as a whole, all our culture, and how we can really enhance who we are and what we do. And so that's something the board will talk more about later. In addition to that, a number of the districts and work teams have done more of a life coaching kind of sessions with Chris Thaler, who's another consultant in Lincoln who has been really very helpful with the individual teams to help our staff. Really, it's life coaching. It's enhancing their own personal approaches to life, and of course that's going to roll over into being more effective at work as well as just in general. So we're doing a lot of things to help us improve our ability to work well together and work well with clients. Let's see. We did request several months ago from Administrative Services and the Building Division the permission to move our Lincoln offices, and we still don't have, it's in process, it's in the bureaucracy of State Administrative Services. They do have all the materials that they need. That was a process of meeting with supervisors, the center, the Lincoln District, administration, business enterprise, all the things that we have physically in Lincoln to assess what's our needs for space. And so that's still in the works. And I'll let you know when we hear anything.
So we don't have you folks don't have a location yet established.
We don't. We do not, because first we have to get the official approval from State Administrative Services to actually make a move. Then we will put out our request for bids. Then it'll go through a process of people who own buildings or build buildings bidding on it, our need.
It almost sounds like it's backwards. You think you'd have a plan location you want to move to and then get the okay to move.
No.
It almost sounds backward.
Well, yeah. It's bureaucracy. So you can make your own leap to that if you like.
So what's the time? Is that this year?
I'm hopeful that it would be this year.
Okay.
But they haven't. They won't give us. I tried to get a time frame, but we don't have that.
Well, they're never going to commit.
Well, of course.
But we're hopeful that.
But this year would be a reasonable guess.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a an idea, or do you have an expectation of when you'll hear back with either a thumbs up or thumbs down as to whether or not they're going to say yes, go ahead and let's start finding a place for you to move to?
I think it's, I can't really say when, but I have sent recent requests for when, and not gotten responses other than to say we have everything we need from you. But you know, it's just part of the whole process, and we're trying to make sure as soon as State Administrative Services does any of the steps on their end that we are quick to respond so that there isn't a delay on our end as
sure.
well.
Right.
We did look a number of months ago, last summer maybe even, at a number of properties, and so it's not like we had no clue, but we aren't permitted to, you know, we're a separate commission, but we are a state agency, and so we're under the rules and regulations and laws that state administer, and so that's what we have to do. But it's possible we would actually have a location and option to move July 1. Mm-hmm. Can't imagine how that would be, but it's possible.
Okay. But that would be like the most optimistic.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure we wouldn't move before that.
Okay.
And then there would be a disruption in client services.
No, we would do everything we could to make sure that things would be able to continue as seamlessly as possible.
Okay. All right.
And we wouldn't actually make the physical move till the other space is all ready. And so we'll hope to do it as efficiently as possible,
right,
if we get to do it. Okay. Let's see. We're very proud of the accomplishments the clients get and the work that our staff do to help clients achieve their vocational goals, get good jobs, get out there. And we do get reimbursed from Social Security Administration when people get and keep and stay in jobs and go off of Social Security benefits. So just since November, we've received an extra just under $220,000 of reimbursements from what we've invested for clients. So. And their accomplishments. You can't bank on that. We don't, you know, there's no guarantee that it'll stay at that level. Sometimes a lot of people get really good jobs in kind of a flood, and then there might be periods of time where it's harder. People are working on college and other things. And so anyway, that's a wonderful source of funding, but not one that's we can... is regular or that you can mark your calendar with. There's a new law, LB 429, passed by the unicameral in last year's session that is establishing a database so that public can search information about all contracts with every state agency. And the Administrative Services and OCIO, that's the Chief Information Officer, they were charged with figuring this out, developing the database that agencies would feed all their information into, and the website with the public access to dig in there and find any. If you want to know who, if anybody in the state has a contract with Joe's Bagels, you're a member of the public sitting in Chadron, you can go online and you can look up Joe's Bagels and figure and see where who they're contracting with and all that. It's in the works. It's not available yet, so don't run out and try to find that. But I think, you know, it's a good idea. The OCIO was, you know, charged with making it happen, and they're working hard on it. They have met with us, and we've brought up the issues of accessibility at meetings, but they also took the initiative and have set up some meetings with me, Wes, our business office, Carlos, and different ones of us to discuss what they're trying to figure out and give ideas for how it can be as accessible as possible. Part of the snag is that Joe's Bagels, for example, the entities that bid for contracts with the state, they're not under the state, so they will submit their bids in number of formats that aren't accessible, and so we're trying to figure out what the state can do from this end to either convert those as they come in or some way so that the material will be accessible. But it's definitely a complex system. And so, but we really do appreciate that they're kind of paying attention to what we're saying, which is a very good thing. We do have a new counselor in Lincoln who I think had started before the last meeting. Eric Buckwalter is nearing the end of his training, and we'll be pleased to have him on the ground running before too long. The comprehensive statewide needs assessment that's part of something that's required every 3 years by the Rehab Act, and we've done that assessment in different ways through public forums and such, but the so every once in a while it's good to have a formal assessment done from an external site, and we did contract for that last year from Mississippi State University, and we do have the final needs assessment with their recommendations and such, and so that the things that they're pointing us toward will be rolled into or made a part of the 2015 state plan that we have to develop and have approved by the feds by July 1 of, or we have to have it to the feds by July 1. So that's another piece. So I'm now at the bottom of page 2 of my 10-page report. That's part of my challenge. I mean, there's so much to tell you about that. But I do want to say in our field services for the first quarter of the federal fiscal year, that's October 1 through December 31st, we served 534 voc rehab clients in all statuses. 13 were closed achieving their employment goals in the last 3 months, and 9 were closed without achieving the goals, and those were some decided they didn't want further services, transferred to another agency, moved, and so on. And then independent living, we have served 345 clients in all statuses. 65 were closed successfully, and 6 were closed without achieving their goals. Again, withdrew, moved, deceased, and so on. In the center,
do we have any way to figure out average lengths that clients are clients?
The question, do we have a way to figure out the average length of time frame? I imagine we could with Dottie's work in the database. It's one of the problems with an average for a service like ours is you get some people who maybe they become a client at age 16 and finish high school, go to college, get a master's degree. You know, we will be working with them that entire time. And so you're going to have folks like that that have a long term, and then other people who really just need some basic placement services, some basic training, and may be served in a short period.
Is there a way to know how long?
Could you speak up?
Is there a way to know how long a client spends in a particular status?
Okay, that's good.
Maybe that's better information.
Yeah, that might be. We certainly can get any and all of those of that data.
Okay.
I think, and I will. Kathy will help me remember to look at that and see what we can provide.
Yeah, I think that would be
sure.
Really
good
helpful.
Idea.
Okay.
So, anyway, of our clients that have been through the center, we still have an employment rate of 88% of the people that complete their training and their schooling that do achieve their employment goals. So about 13% of those are homemakers, but the majority are competitive employment. And then we go into a lot more details about the work that all the field is doing, and so I would encourage everybody to read the report. And unless you have other specific questions.
I do. From back in the report, which everybody...
Hang on just a second.
Yeah, from back in the report that everybody will see, there is a section that I think Sarah Stewart submitted for about what's been going on in the North Platte District. One of the things that they're doing is they're doing some outreach, and that involves meeting. They're starting. Some of their staff are attending some meetings of some organizations that maybe they hadn't worked with in the past. One of those, I think, was pretty obvious what that involved with. But the one I wanted to know a little bit more about was the North Platte is a Transition Agency Council for Youth. And I know I'm putting you on the spot, but. Wasn't intentional.
That's okay.
If I'm just wondering, you know, what that agency, council, whatever is, just any information you might have on that, or if we need to refer that back to Sarah, that's fine too.
Sure. I actually don't know exactly what the Transition Agency Council for Youth is, but I'm wondering if Carlos or Bob know about that.
I've only heard of them, that's it.
Okay. Carlos, did you have any info on that?
No, I heard that too. I thought maybe that they referred to the Youth Council for the WIA, but I don't think that's the one.
Yeah, it could be. Thanks for that reminder, Carlos. The Workforce Investment Board and the local, there's three local boards in the state, each Workforce Board has a youth council.
Oh, okay.
And so it's very possible that's what they're talking about. There's also a youth kind of a leadership organization that was initiated by the Voc Rehab Agency, the general agency, and it's really a neat entity. It's youth of all disabilities and statewide, and so I think that's called something like Youth Leadership Council 2 or something.
Okay.
So
when I read it, I just it brought back thoughts of the work that was done between the commission And the transition team that had been set up with, between the commission, the Department of Education, and the Nebraska School for the Blind down in Nebraska City, and just by title, it right. sounded a lot like that. It's like, well, what is this? Yeah.
Department of Education does fund a number of transition teams around the state.
Okay.
The one we had was specific to youth who were blind or visually impaired, but there are localized teams in a number of places that do a lot of different youth development kinds of things.
Okay. And then the other question I had was, was related to eForce, and I just know that when we last met and possibly even prior to that, there's been some discussion about how you're starting to, it's been identified that we need to do something with eForce to replace it possibly with, I guess, what I would call an off-the-shelf product, just because of all the constant changes that are happening in federal regulations. And I know in your report you give a little bit of an update of that, but I just wondered if you could describe the progress of that just a little bit.
Sure. And did you want to add something, Robert?
No, I just would like to know how's it different from eForce and the reasons why we're going that direction? It just sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we can, I know Wes is very knowledgeable on this too. But we are currently doing some testing with a product or a company that has a product that is a case management and also manages the fiscal end of things or ties them in with the case management system. Mm-hmm. And our testing process is with some people using visual, some people using screen readers, people being our current employees, testing how the system works, just in general, as well as the accessibility issues. That's a nutshell. Wes, do you want to give any more info? I'll bring the...
the company is... Alliance Enterprises, the system we're looking at right now is called Aware. And right now, we had last September or so, we had some of the more administrative done. And now we're having some counselors from across the state look at it, as well as I continue to look at it. And you could say we're doing some comparison and contrasting, but now we want to see how easy is it to use? How would it meet our needs to work with it? And that test is still underway. We've gotten some comments up to this point, but we want to finalize that when we're done with the testing next Friday. And I think Bill and possibly Dave might look at some reporting and things more of the financial side to see how that works. That testing hasn't happened yet.
Is this the... If the testing goes well, is this the product that you guys have chosen, or is this, or are you still in an evaluation standpoint where even no matter how if the testing goes well here, you still have another product you're going to come bring in and put through the same process?
What we try to do, and Wes, you can add if I don't capture everything, but before we began any testing, we did research on the different products and
right.
what states are using which and whether they are meeting the needs, especially with the changes the federal people continue to enforce. And so we really, I would say, had narrowed it down to this system.
Okay.
And now we're doing more in-depth testing. Did I miss anything?
I would say it's still evaluative. We're not at the point where we're saying the testing's done, we're going forward.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other pieces, too. We've got to make sure that the architecture meets with what the OCIO will let us do, because anytime people purchase software, we've got to because it's going to be hosted on their server farm, we've got to make sure that we can meet the needs that they have too.
Right, but at this point, out of the, and I don't know how many there are out there, but say out of the, say, three or four or five products that are out there on the market, this is your choice, and you are doing your due diligence in testing and making sure that it's, it is going to meet your needs and the standards of the CIO and all of those things before we commit money to it. But at this point, this is your chosen product.
I would say it's in the front runner. I would not rule out looking at other other ones. We might look at one other one.
Okay.
Thank you, yeah.
Okay.
So, interesting name. Is that acronym?
Accessible Web. I can't remember the what the second A stands for, but then reporting interface.
All right.
Of course, everything's an app. You should know that. Okay. Yes.
A quick question on a different topic.
Yes, sir.
We talked about office space in Lincoln, and I'm wanting brief updates on, well, Omaha, I think, is, we've never discussed changes there, but North Platte and Scotts Bluff, we've entertained changes, and I'm just kind of wondering, where are we at, and what are the future plans for those?
Okay. Scotts Bluff is now in a brand new state office building in Scotts Bluff.
Oh, that's always been a rental space before for us, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we still rent from the state.
Right. But, I mean, it, we've been in, like, some private building, I thought. And,
right.
And now we're actually in a state-owned building.
Right.
Okay.
Now, back, I forget when we moved to the more business place in Scotts Bluff, but for decades, we were in the state panhandle extension building, which was a state building for the longest time. And it was way out of town, out of Scotts Bluff, so even, you know, there's, it's bad enough that there's no public transportation, but you sure couldn't get out to the panhandle station. But when there is a state building, a state agency is required to be in it unless you have really good reasons. So it took us a long time to get permission to move out of that into rental space in downtown, mm-hmm. which is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So we have a lovely facility now in Scotts Bluff. Of course, it's, we just have one counselor and one support staff, and so we don't have extensive training there. Or, I mean, they do their training in the people's homes and communities. But so the needs there are smaller. But it's very nice, and it's right there with workforce and voc rehab and a number of other agencies. So that's good.
If at some point in the future we would feel, because for a long time there were two counselors out there,
mm-hmm.
and so if at some point in time we feel like we need to go back to that, is there office space to make that happen?
I can't remember. I've been there. I think there is another office in the, which right now we're using. Carlos and Bob are nodding their heads yes, there, that I'm
okay.
remembering it right. We're using it more as a resource room or,
sure.
you know, storage.
Storage, yeah.
Okay.
And then, so then moving this direction, North Platte, we are in the state office building, and we've done renovations there. Actually, I'm glad you asked this question. We, this past year, renovated the kitchen, because we do several times a year group home group teaching sessions there that are more in depth, so we need a good training kitchen there, and so that's been nice to get that upgraded. We've done different things within the space we have as far as reworking how the front entryway is and things like that. So that's pretty good space. Then in Kearney, there we are in a we rent from a company, and that our space is in. Again, we've done a few renovations to that space, but mostly it's pretty good. From time to time over the years, we've looked at other space. Every once in a while, that landlord, we kind of hear by the grapevine that they're looking to sell the building, and so we
we start, you know, looking around. But so far they never have, and we have not found any better space in Kearney. So we're pretty satisfied with parking and there's ample space for everybody. Then Norfolk, again, it's similar to Kearney in that we have space in a building that is owned by another business. We did recently renovate an area that is an enclosed office for Dave Robinson. He had moved to working from the Norfolk office some time ago, but he really was just kind of in the kitchen and meeting room area and didn't have his own separate office. So we renovated there, and that's all much better set up for him now. And then finally, Omaha, again, it's at the state office building. And over the years, we've done renovations within the space that we had, too. So we have more of technology, a lab area, and we've did, not real recently, but in recent years, kind of renovated the space to some extent. To make it more usable for folks.
Nancy had indicated the office in Omaha was going, the kitchen was going to be renovated.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yeah, we haven't done that yet, I don't think, but we are looking at what can be done there. It's a pretty small kitchen.
It is. But we have to give you the grand tour when you're in Omaha.
There you go. That's,
okay.
That's it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Questions? You have more questions?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll turn it off.
Oh.
Hand this down.
All right. It's really the nice off. So you have
budget.
Flick it on.
Yeah. What's our time look like?
Right here.
We got
it's off, though.
20 minutes.
Okay.
15
okay.
minutes. 12 noon.
Just your budget and then call it lunch. Okay. We'll move on to our next agenda item, which is the budget.
Okay.
Hand it back to Pearl. We ought to just. Here goes the mic.
We really need another one.
That's why we sit you on the end, Becky. You got to get your...
Sure.
See, Becky's getting her experience holding the mic here.
Hey,
well, there you go.
Maybe I should sit on my...
She had a second mic, but it wasn't working this morning when we tested it. Is that right?
No, it's not correct.
That's not right.
We don't have a second mic like that.
Oh, okay.
We don't? Oh. Well, can we put that in the budget?
So, yeah, we're we've been trying to...
I don't know what to buy.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be working on the machine.
Well, here we go up by some.
So we'll be... We've had discussions about what to buy, to have a roaming mic as well as the other... just what can we do, so... We had a good one last June.
Was it from the hotel?
No, we were.
Oh, it was that one then.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
You just had your hearing aid turned up.
It was here, so it would have been that one.
It would have been that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We had a special meeting because of the state plan. We had to come back in.
She didn't hear us. So.
Okay. When do you have?
Okay. Specific document with bullet points, but the budget, because of all the that we've had, as well as some vacancy savings, because we've had vacancies, we're doing really very well with our budget. In fact, we have not started to use the 2014 federal dollars yet, which started October 1, because the federal law requires that we use program income first, and Social Security reimbursement qualifies as program income. And so we're using all of that on salaries and client services and everything we do. And then as that is used up, then we go to moving the grant. We go to using the grant, I meant to say. This is the year where our state biennium budget request will
be completed and submitted. We submit it to the state September 15th, and so between now and then, we work on compiling the new request. A lot of it, we're really working on all the time in, like with Bill and Dave, and discussions with myself, Carlos, Bob, and supervisors about our priorities and what projects we want to do and what we're, you know, looking at what we're spending funds on and what do we want to do more of. Even down to things like, do we need another vehicle for this office or that office and that sort of thing. So we talk about those things throughout every year, assessing where we're at. And then in these months up to September 15th, we go a lot more into depth with line item expenses and budget and looking at what is it that we need to accomplish in this next 2 years. And so that's in the works. Let's see. That's kind of the big picture. Kathy, can you think of anything else I should mention on that? She says no. Carlos or Bob? Okay.
How, and I have no idea because maybe
I'm gonna
hit them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's off, Jill.
I'm wondering about moving expenses in the budget.
Oh.
And I don't know, because how will you know how much it's going to cost to renovate and move until you have a location? But so anyway, you talk about that.
Yes.
There you go. We got this figured out.
Okay. Before we even started looking at places to move the Lincoln offices, and before we did the renovations for North Platte too, we do look at budget. We see if it's even a feasible thing that we can do. While we don't have the exact amount of money that it will cost, we do know that, especially with the amount of Social Security reimbursement that we've received, and still the full grants, that we do have the funds that we would need to make it happen. Now, the process, as I said, after we get the approval, then it goes to the bidding. And part of when people bid that they want to rent to us, that will naturally be part of what is it going to cost for us to live there instead of here, and what will the cost be if renovation is needed? Is that sometimes the new lessor does all of that, sometimes they do part and we do part. Even when we've renovated in Lincoln, we've done a number of different things, even in the Lincoln space. And sometimes parts of it are done by the building we rent from here, mm-hmm. and sometimes mm-hmm. not. So that's
okay.
And I could talk more. I guess really in terms of budget, it's just we monitor it all the time. Our business manager attends our supervisors' meetings so that he knows what programmatic things we're doing, and then the program people know what the budget issues are, and so we try to keep that as a real involved part of the process.
More questions about budget, you guys?
Not right now.
It's off.
Okay.
It's 10 till, we were scheduled to go until 10 after.
Yeah, so I'm going to just do about a few of these short ones.
Yep.
Okay, hearing no more questions about budget, we'll move on to the next item, which is...
New slide. And I have the report up right in front of me.
Newsline, and Mike's going to talk to us about Newsline. Or not.
All right. Well, Newsline, I can...
Do you want this?
That's fine. Okay. People, I think, can hear me, but... we don't have Jamie here. Reading through the report, which will be included in the minutes online after, a week after the meeting here, you'll have Jamie's full report. But frequently she'll talk about new features that are coming in Newsline or the possibility or the status of new papers coming online in Nebraska. And this time we didn't really have anything like that, big exciting news to report like that. So really, it's just statistics. It's how many people for certain months were accessing the system. And one of the last meetings Jamie came to when we met North Platte, I want to say it was August last year.
Yes.
She was talking about a new reporting package that that Newsline was switching to for her statistics and stuff. And so that's affecting the fact that she can't give us up to the day statistics. She can only do it for months that have completed. So she has December's but not January's in here because she gave us the report a week or so ago. But the new reporting package also gives us a lot of statistics breakdowns that we didn't have before about, you know, access via the web versus the mobile phone device, podcast, you know, all the different ways that you can access Newsline and some of the, so that's been interesting. And I'm just looking at them here. One of the new features in Newsline that I think came about, I think last year, was the TV listings. And just looking through the monthly stats here in October, 425 people in Nebraska were using the listings. 425, they were accessed 425 times. In November, you know, it bumped up to 450, so just a few more. And then in December, I think it was up to 540, so or 504. So it keeps going up, and it makes me wonder a little bit. I'll have to ask Jamie about this the next time we see her, or maybe I can email her a question. But that I wonder, not that we would ever get rid of the phone access, but I wonder how much if she sees a transition of moving the way people access Newsline, moving from a dial-up method to more of an electronic method. So I'm sure looking at these statistics over time will show us that. But it's anyway, that's all there is to report about Newsline, I guess. Okay. There is one other thing, and that is, if anybody has any questions about Newsline, I know that Jamie is always willing to answer those. You can reach her via the phone. You can leave her a message at 402-471-8102. You can send her an email at newsline@ne.nfb.org, or you can, get her by Twitter now, at @NFB_Newsline_NE. So lots of ways to get a hold of Jamie and learn more about Newsline.
And I will suggest to folks that Jamie will be at the ACB State Convention in April in Omaha. That's
all I have. Thank you. And the Newsline report will be, the full report will be in the minutes, mm-hmm. if you want to read all the details. Let's do client assistance programs. CAP.
There is no addition. There's no report.
Nothing. Okay.
Good. That was quick.
No CAP issues. So let's move on to the next one, which is the BEP update. Is that going to take very long?
Up to you.
Let's wait till after lunch.
I could do the organizational development one in like 4 minutes.
You want to do it?
You can or I can, it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do BEP after lunch. I'm going to do organizational development specialist and then leave some time for public comment. I want people to have that opportunity before lunch. So, Dr. Stelter and the organizational development specialist project. I'll let Mike talk.
All right. As we have been discussing for several meetings, the commission board made the decision to go out and hire an organization development specialist. The title that was came up for that, but we did at our last meeting, we listened to a proposal from and made a decision to hire somebody for that work, or we contracted with somebody for that work. Her name is Dr. Nancy Steltler.
There you go.
I will get it. I keep flipping the L and T in there. And she has started that process. She has been going around and talking to the commission staff around the state and getting lots of feedback, and has had some very good discussions. We did, as a commission board, meet with her last night, and she did, in a very high level, report back to us on some of the things that she has, some ideas that she has, and related, or some ideas that she has based on the feedback that she's been getting from her conversations with staff members. She did not go into specifics, and we were fine with that based on wanting to preserve the confidentiality of the people who were giving those comments. And she still has a little bit more to do, a few other groups to talk to. I know she has not spoken with Scotts Bluff yet. And I believe there are a few people in North Platte that she needs to... No, she did speak with Scotts Bluff. I'm sorry. She did those with via teleconference. But, yeah, she still needs to speak with Kearney. And, yeah, it was Kearney or North Platte. But there's one office and just a couple people she has left to talk to. So she's doing that to finish those up. And then we're going to move forward with... presenting some ideas, or she's going to move forward with presenting some ideas to both us and the administrative team here in the coming months. So that process is moving forward, and it's going well. I really liked the way that she has handled the process so far. It's been very enlightening, and I really appreciate the staff's willingness to talk to her. I think this is going to be I think this is going to have some good outcomes for the commission. And I guess that's all I have to say at this point.
Yeah, we worked for a long time for an organizational development specialist, and nothing we found really fit. And then, by a sheer string of coincidences, we were connected with Dr. Stelter, and I just couldn't be more pleased. Every time that I interact or meet with her, she just shows more and more competency. You know, she really knows what she's about, and I have a lot of faith that we're doing, that we made a good decision, and we're definitely going down the right path. So that's where we're at with organizational development specialists. Everything's right on track with what we expected, what the original plan was, so no changes. So let's do public comment, and then we'll do lunch. So are you guys awake?
No.
Yep.
Okay. So is there anyone that would like to speak? You ready for lunch?
Okay.
There'll be more opportunities this afternoon, so if you think of something. Well, let's go ahead and adjourn.
Subway hasn't delivered the sandwich yet.
Oh.
Oh, they haven't? No.
Okay.
They're supposed to deliver at noon, so.
Right at noon.
Well,
isn't it?
Oh, well, we have time to use the restroom. And
well, we can do that at NBE.
It's right at noon.
What time is it?
We do have soups. We don't just have, we got...
Okay.
And then the sandwiches will be
done.
Yeah.
How long is MBE
going to
take?
Let's go ahead and do lunch and hope that they bring the sandwiches really soon. Otherwise, we'll have them for dessert.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll reconvene at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And so the lunch.